Episode 29, I'm Stupid. That is a phrase that I hear all again and again. And the reason is that the person who says that feels that the technology that they have encountered is too much to have or understand. The simple truth is the technology isn't simple enough or directed enough to make them available to do that. And also they have developed a range of strategies to cope with this feeling of feeling stupid. Now, it's not that they are stupid at all. I must say that straight away. People are often articulate who say this and are very intelligent. It's the fact that they may have a disability, such as a physical disability or a disability cognitively like dyslexia, and that they need to have technology that they can understand and be able to operate with the right approach, the right training and the right support. This involves a lot of working together, a lot of understanding and listening of the client's needs, but also most of all finding the right tools. Now, these tools can vary. If you're dyslexic, there are a range of different tools that you can call upon and that you can find. Don't believe the lie that your experience has told you, and find the technology that works for you. It's not going to be the same as your neighbor's technology, even with the same solution or the same disability. It's going to be something different for you to take hold of. And also understand this, that you are a unique person with a unique ability and a unique approach to living that only you can solve. And with the help of people like myself, we can achieve that goal. We can overcome the difficulties. A good example of this is a disability that stopped somebody from actually using a Zoom meeting recently. And it's a simple thing. A pop-up window appears when you click on Zoom links. The Zoom link would appear to be the perfect solution to have somebody join a meeting. And yet the pop-up appears and you have to be able to press that button to enable that to happen. And if you're using a screen reader, that presents a double difficulty. Why that window has to appear, I do not know, but certainly would be helpful if it wasn't there and that we could actually just go straight into a Zoom meeting. So I shall be writing to Zoom to see if they can work something out to resolve that difficulty and enable people to join Zoom. Now, I'm not critical of software companies and what they do. Sometimes it's purely the fact that the right training needs to operate and the right tool needs to match that need. If it's the wrong tool, if it's cognitively too challenging for the user, then the user will not be able to use all its benefits or be able to access it in the way that we should access it, which is through a simple click and enabling you to get to it. And so I'll just round this up session. I've not mentioned a particular product, but we will talk about products another time. But certainly solutions exist there. And please, please, please do not believe the lie that you are stupid, because that is not true. It's just you need the right overcoming tool to meet your needs. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Podcast Smiles Podcast. Thank you and tune in next week.